Hello, I'm Curtis Bowers, and this is Agenda Weekly. Thank you so much for joining us again. A lot going on, like usual. We're going to cover a lot of different news stories, just briefly, important nuggets that you need to understand about things that are going on right now. But then we're going to get primarily into the news. Most news narratives are purposefully misleading. Why is that? We're going to talk about that. How can you discern which people you should be listening to and which you shouldn't? And what's the agenda behind the news? Why are we given so much information that has no relevance to anything? Well, it's all purposeful, as it usually is, and we're going to talk about that today. But thank you for being with us. Those of you watching on YouTube and Rumble and other places, thank you for watching. Please share, please like, and please consider going to agendaweekly.com and becoming part of what we do. It's $5 a month, but it's helping support alternative media that's trying to get the truth out to as many people as possible. So thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, good morning, Curtis. We received an insightful letter from one of our subscribers. We receive many insightful letters, and this subscriber was just asking about the state of the church and what he should be doing. Can you maybe highlight the letter and comment on it?
Sure, Joshua. Yeah. Thank you, those of you that send in questions. We try to cover as many as we can or incorporate the content of our shows to cover those things, even if we're not addressing your questions directly. But thank you. Here's a letter from Paul. My name is Paul. My wife and I have certainly enjoyed your commentaries, especially in light of your documentaries. My major concern revolves around the question, in light of all that is happening and probably will happen, why is the church not fervently praying, speaking? I recently wrote a very non-professional letter regarding the need for fervent prayer and plan to talk with the chairman of the deacons. But during this whole time, before, during, and after the election, and now, the church remains silent. I would implore you and others in a position of influence to address this issue. Thank you. Well, Paul, that's a great question. And the reason we're in the condition we're in our country is because of exactly what you're observing. The church has remained silent now for close to 80 years on most of the key issues that are affecting our country, our culture, and our families. It's what's happened is everything has been so compartmentalized. People go to church and they check off that box. Oh yeah, I'm a Christian. I went to church. But then church has no relation to their 7 days of the week, the way they live, the things they watch, the things they think about, the things they talk about. Family life. Oh, yeah, I played games with my children one day this week. Check that box. I'm done with that. Fun time, politics. Everything is so dysfunctional because they don't have a coherent worldview. It's not consistent throughout their life. And that's what you're observing at your church and most churches in America. And so some of the things we can be doing about that is starting to have worldview classes. Maybe you can start a Sunday school class there where you just talk about worldview issues. And what does it mean to have a Christian worldview? And what does it mean to see the world through the lens of the Bible? And so people start to realize everything should be fitting together. Everything should be consistent. But most of the times it is not. And that's what you're seeing. And I know it's frustrating because I've seen it so much my whole life, every church I've been in, it can be a problem. So start by, again, making sure you have a coherent worldview. And then one family at a time, one couple at a time, start to train and teach others. And maybe it will grow to start to have more influence in the church there. But thank you so much for that. Another quick little news item that came up this week, and I thought, we've talked about this before on Agenda Weekly. I saw that Disney now is removing like Dumbo, the Aristocrats, and Peter Pan for their racist stereotypes. They're starting to scrub even the history of film That's a key thing that people want to do. You want to scrub history, because if you don't know where you came from and you don't know the good and bad of it, so you know how to move forward in the future, you can go, they can manipulate you to be turned in whatever direction they want you to go. But that's why I encouraged a couple of weeks ago, I said, start getting physical copies of all the books you like, all the DVDs you like, because we need a record of history. Once everything goes digital, which is their goal, all they have to do is hit the delete button on any book, any movie, any documentary, whatever, and it's gone. And that information is gone. And that tie to the past is gone, which means we have no compass for the future, where we're going. So anyway, I saw that and I go, we've talked about that. It's interesting on a side note relating to history. I also saw that in 2019, just a year ago, there was a test done by the NAEP, all high school seniors on history. I mean, so this is across America. It's not one state or something. Guess how many seniors in 2019 across America tested competent in United States history? And this is their own source. 14%. Only 14% of our seniors a year ago were competent in American history. That is purposeful. If you don't know American history and where we came from, again, you are going to be a sitting duck to be manipulated and going in any direction that they want you to go. Another quick thing in the news, it was interesting. Red China now is trying to get DNA on Americans, and the reason why. And they've been collecting, our own country has been collecting a lot of DNA samples on everyone that gets the COVID test. And then there's those genealogy websites that you send your blood in. It's kind of interesting. And you get back, here's your history and everything. But once they have your DNA, and once they categorize that, they can specifically create bioweapons that only attack certain DNA elements. So you can literally make a weapon that just attacks a bioweapon that just attacks white people or black people or brown people or different things in the DNA chains that different groups of people have in common. You can have things attack those particular avenues. Anyway, just something disturbing. But when China is wanting everybody's DNA, it's for a reason. And so you go, that's not good. So just food for thought. But anyway, that's some of the just bullet point news items that I was watching that have more of a story behind them than just the facts of the news I wanted to share with you.
Well, Curtis, as we go now into helping people understand and discern the news, the agenda behind the news, and what's really going on, we received another letter from one of our subscribers. Again, very insightful. And I think it sets us up well for the next part of this conversation.
Yes, thank you, Josh. It does. I'm going to read a little bit of it, but listen, a very thoughtful man, Bill, sent this. It's titled, I Will Never Vote Again Unless. And so it's a provocative in that, but I just want to read a few pieces of this. It's so important because it lays the foundation of how do you know if people in the news have a clue about what they're talking about or not. I do not need to be a conspiracy theorist to understand certain very simple equations. In all elections, vote counting goes in only one direction, up. It is impossible for a candidate to have over 12 million votes 1 hour and 2 hours later have only 8 million. When that happens, election fraud has taken place. Very obvious, obviously. And there's so much that's come out. Every week that goes by, there's other information I see from different counties and different states just piling up the evidence of the fraud. But he said this: when the voting machines send over 60% of the ballots scanned to arbitration so that a county clerk can tilt them in any direction they may please, I know fraud has occurred. Exactly. When there's 60%, what's acceptable under our law in America is 0.0008%. That means if one ballot out of 250,000 goes to arbitration. If more than that happens, it's not acceptable. And we were having in many states upwards of 60% because the machines were designed to be not clear in that way. So then it does give, the law gives the county clerk the authority to decide how they thought those people probably wanted to vote. It's crazy. And then he goes on other information of the servers that we know are in foreign countries and things that are clearly identified fraud. When that all happens, and then just a few months later, he said, I read almost daily of men and women, some of whom I deeply respect. And these are the news people. And this is the key point of this letter here. So these people I deeply respect, and I read almost daily, and I do too, talking about 2022 and 2024 and what they plan to do. I'm amazed. Do we think that we can simply ignore what happened in 2020 and it will somehow go away? Do we really believe that if we raise more money, campaign a little harder, run the highest quality candidates and do everything right, the result will somehow be different this time? It will not. And he is exactly right. It's anyone, any news network, any individual that is ignoring what happened, you please ignore them. It would be a wise thing to do. It's someone that's just wanting to get attention from you, wanting your time so they can make money off you with commercials or whatever. But it's not someone that has a mind to understand what's going on and how significant what has happened is to our life in America and to the future. So we need to really be careful with that, because that's what's going on. If we don't correct the voter fraud, if we don't correct those things, then to talk about 2022 and, oh, we're going to get them then, we're not getting anything anytime when we do not have a free and fair election. And of course, HR1 is trying to put in concrete all of the fraud that took place and make it all legal and make it all the only way elections can be done. So that's a great thing we're standing against too. And at the state level, we need to get more and more states saying, no, thank you. We're going to do it constitutionally. We don't care what laws you pass. You do not have a right to pass a law that is unconstitutional. We will not abide by it. So we got to work at our state level to get our legislatures to reject HR1 if it does pass and let Biden know we will not be adhering to that because it's unconstitutional. So what are we looking for? What should you be looking for when you watch the news? When you or listen to even leaders in the Republican Party or conservative leaders or pastors, I think the number one thing you are wanting to look for is someone that gets the big picture. If you don't get the big picture in life, you can so easily be confused because you're just looking at little pieces to the puzzle. And sometimes a little piece of the puzzle, when you're homed in on it, you're not sure where it fits. You're not sure what picture it's making. You don't see, oh, if I pull back a little, I see they're painting a communist America. I just saw this little thing and it had some flowers on it. So I thought everything was going to be okay. So they need the big picture. One great test I've learned is Senator Joseph McCarthy. Just on that issue alone, if they don't understand history, then who's to say they don't understand it in many other areas too? Glenn Beck recently, and I was shocked by this because he's always kind of acted like he understands Marxism and communism and what's going on, but he obviously doesn't. When he was talking about the second impeachment trial of Trump, he said, oh, the Democrats are acting like Joseph McCarthy, as if he'd bought into the liberal line. Joseph McCarthy had no evidence and was falsely accusing someone of doing something they didn't do. Well, that's a total lie, and history has bared that out. M. Stanton Evans, who wrote the book Blacklisted by History, goes back to all original source documents and shows Senator Joseph McCarthy was a hero. He was the first one with Whitaker Chambers to come forward and say, the government is peppered with communists, and we need to do something about it. And of course, we've talked about that in the past. Did they do anything? No, they just kicked him out of the Senate for even saying that. That's how many communists had made their way into government and into the media, where they could create the narrative, even back in 1950, where they could create that to paint it the way they wanted to paint it. Oh, he's a crazy. He's a nut. Well, in the 1990s, when the Venona files were declassified and many other KGB and CIA and FBI and different files from all over the world were declassified, as you go through those, you realize he was exactly right. And they knew he was right at the time, but chose to ignore it. Well, when Glenn Beck, you know, uses that, you realize, well, he doesn't understand even 1950s America. And you have to do that, because if you don't understand the 100-year war we've been in with communism for our country, you're going to misinterpret every other piece of information coming at you. You're going to see the Democrats as, well, that's just the other alternative political party. You're not going to look into them and go, wait a minute, 93 members of the House of Representatives right today are tied to the Communist Party USA, the Congressional Progressive Caucus, okay? Every single one of those members, 93 House members today, are tied in with radical communist groups, and we don't do anything about it, okay? But that's what's going on. You have to know your enemy to defeat them. And so if you don't understand the communist Marxist mind and their strategy and their philosophies, you're a sitting duck for them to set you up with their deception, because they are masters of deceit. And their strategy, they're always 10, 15 moves down the road. They will play you like a cello. I mean, it's just the way it goes. So that's shocking. So even a Glenn Beck, who I would have thought to, no, I think he gets it. He doesn't. He gets little pieces of the puzzle, but he doesn't get the big picture, and that is sad. Diana West, who's written some great books, one is American Betrayal. She is an expert on communism by studying the declassified documents of the Congressional Record and all the other organizations. And she was on the Sean Hannity show, and she was telling about the story. She was on there just a year or so ago. And when she would bring up the Marxist ties to what is going on, even the attack on Donald Trump, she had written a book called The Red Thread, showing all the red connection to the attacks on Trump. He just poo-pooed as, it's nonsense. No, this is the Democrats just don't like him. He kept throwing us back to the narrative. It's Republicans versus Democrats. All Republicans are good and all Democrats are evil. It's this nonsense game. But it was pretty shocking because, again, so you think of Sean Hannity, all they get paid to do and have for decades is know what's going on so they can inform you. When you realize they don't have a clue what's going on, they don't see the big picture, you realize they're dangerous to listen to then, because they act like they know and they say with confidence that they know what's going on, but they don't. And so be careful. What they're doing is they're keeping us engaged in the Republican-Democrat flag-waving emptiness, you know, and if they're missing things like election fraud and they don't get that that was a real thing and needs to be investigated and solutions need to come up with, how can we correct these issues? And we're not letting that ever pass by, because if you lose the right to vote for who is your representative, you have no rights at all. So everything else is absolutely meaningless, but they just want to move on to the next thing. Another great example of that is Dan Bongino. He's on Fox News too. And a lot of people love him because he's always full of energy and stuff. Well, he just gave a speech at CPAC. And here's some of the things he said in the speech. I wrote them down because I was shocked. Another person that doesn't have a clue. I mean, he doesn't know history. He doesn't know the current events. He doesn't know what the future looks like. He said, we have to move on past the election. I mean, he just kept saying that. Quote, to what? How do you move on to anything? And he said, the fight is all that matters. Again, just riling you up patriotically to wave your flag. Well, what is the fight? And he goes on to define it. It's patriotism. It is not patriotism. I mean, that's not what the fight is about. The fight is about principles. It's about the rule of law. It's about so many things besides what he says. And he said, now all our only job is, quote, work toward 2022. Republicans are all that matter. And that's the people that are informing our side of what to do and what's going on and how to make a difference. And they're dangerous. They're really dangerous. He doesn't have a clue who the enemy is. He said something else that really let me know he is dangerously clueless. He said, quote, our friends, when they were talking about the woke movement, he said, quote, our friends at the ACLU used to fight for freedom, unquote. So he doesn't even know the ACLU was started by Roger Baldwin, who was a communist. And when he was asked, hey, Roger, what is the ACLU all about? He said the goal is communism. He doesn't know that the ACLU, when they first started, their offices were inside the Communist Party headquarters in New York City. He doesn't know that stuff. He thinks the ACLU has ever been good. They've ever done anything for the right reasons and the right thing. So it was crazy. If you gloss over election integrity, like, well, that's not a big issue. What's a big issue is we get Republicans elected in 2 years. You're clueless. You're dangerous. That was the problem. I would say you're clueless. But it's when you have a position of influence and you're clueless, you're very dangerous. And so that's why we need discernment. One other key person that keeps pushing, and he has a lot of influence, this myth of it's Republicans versus Democrats, which is just the establishment pushes that because they want you to be loyal to the Republican Party. And we should never be loyal to any party. We're just loyal to principles. We're loyal to truth. We're never allegiant to anything except truth. And if something aligns with truth, then we might be involved with that as long as they're aligned with truth. But the day they turn their back on truth, we turn our back on them. And that's what's so important. But Newt Gingrich just said this week. And this is pretty amazing. So Trump gave an incredibly powerful speech, but as a longtime party builder, I must reject his focus on defeating Republicans. There are 50 Democrats we should focus on defeating in the Senate before we worry about a single Republican. There are 221 House Democrats we should focus on defeating before we consider fighting with a single Republican. If you don't care about the purity of your side, about that it's all lined up where everyone on your side believes the same way and is standing for the same things, there's no point in having parties. And that's what the establishment wants, where there's not really any difference between the parties. We just have a two-team game going on here, and some people are for this team and some people are for that team, but they're both trying to accomplish the same thing. That's how deadly it is. I mean, for him to say that, and people respect him because he's been the Speaker of the House, and maybe he's done a couple good things. Don't be deceived by a couple good things in someone's life or a couple good things someone has said in their life. You have to look at the long track record. And when they say things where you realize they do not get the big picture, then you have to check them off the list. Maybe they'll say some good things again in the future, maybe they won't, but they're dangerous because they don't understand the battle we're in. A perfect example of why it's so important to make sure you have a party that is like-minded, that's standing for the same principles and not just floating with the breeze, is some of Biden's picks right now, like Secretary of Interior Deb Haaland. Okay, this lady, the main person that is pushing her, that had the petition drive to get her considered for this position, the main person is a lady named Judith LeBlanc. Who's Judith LeBlanc? She is a member of the Communist Party USA and used to be the vice chair of the Communist Party USA. And that's the main person that is pushed to get Congress and Biden and them to push her forward. Why? Because she's a Native American. And that's all we care about. You watch, our Republicans will put a communist as head of Secretary of Interior because, well, we're just trying to go along to get along. That's why Newt Gingrich is deadly to state something like that. Well, don't worry about the Republicans. Let's worry about the Democrats. No, you always want to purge your side first. And Trump is 100% right. And where you get, you make sure you have everybody on your team is on your team. When I was in Idaho one time, there was a guy, there was another Republican representative with me. And he was always against everything that we stood for. And I got him alone one time. He said, "You are a Democrat. This is, you're always against everything that's good." And he said, "Yeah, I am. But I just ran as a Republican because you have to be a Republican in Idaho to get elected." I was like, there was many like that in there. The majority was almost like that in Idaho. But I got this one to admit it. He admitted it. And I was like, "You evil snake. You lied to the people in your district." And but that's why the Republican Party, you have to purge those people, because we in Idaho had an 85% majority of Republicans, 85% in the House, the Senate, and we had the governor. And we couldn't get a piece of Republican legislation through there to save our life. That's why you have to purge your own team before you worry about the other. What did we need to get 100% Republicans in there? We still couldn't have done it. We had a super, super majority, but that's just a little personal story that tells you why you have to have a party that is on the same page, just like it's the team. You can't have a member of your football team that's really hoping the other side wins, because what's going to happen when he's in the end zone on the last play of the game, when you throw him the ball, he's going to drop it because he's hoping the other team's going to win. You've got to, but these are the people that are leading us, and it's so deadly. So, of course, again, a key thing is the election fraud. People that ignore it or don't believe it happened because they weren't willing to dig in and see the facts, see the information, then you realize there's someone that just lazily just consumes what's out there for them, which will always be an error, and that's what they're giving you back. And so you don't want anything to do with that. Even conservatives that are talking about the January 6th Capitol riots and everything, in the way that if they're saying things like 5 were killed, we know now that's not true. We know there was only one person killed, a lady who was a veteran of the Air Force, and she was a Trump supporter. So only one person was killed. It was a Trump supporter. If they're saying it was an armed insurrection, we now know by the FBI they were unarmed. There was no weapons. So it wasn't an armed insurrection or an armed assault. That's a total lie. But when the conservative talking heads are parroting this stuff, and they don't bring up, yes, there were some things going on, but it was infiltrated by Antifa and Black Lives Matter and things like that, again, that shows where they get their information. If they do news for a living and they're not willing to dig into events that happened last month or this week, you realize all I'm ever going to get from them is just a conservative version of what the liberal media is saying. They'll just put a spin on it. Instead of saying the Democrats are good and Republicans are bad, they'll give you the same news and say, "But those Democrats were no good, but the Republicans tried to stand up for what was right." And they'll just keep you wasting your time listening to them. So that was another key thing. Another thing to consider is who is behind the organization. For a long time, we've held Fox News up as that's the conservative alternative. But if you look at the Murdoch family that are globalists that own it, you realize they started Fox News for the same reason there's two parties in America. You have to have alternatives or people get fed up. If there was no Fox News being pushed as conservative, you know, 10 years ago, where every newscast is liberal, they know people might get fed up. We need an alternative, and we'll control it. We'll control the opposition, just like Lenin talked about. But we need an alternative. You can't, because people that think they're free, if they see an area where they go, "Hey, we're not free to watch what we want to watch," they'll start to maybe rebel, and they don't want that. So, but then we've seen that's the case, because every really good person on Fox News slowly gets deleted. And then they'll pull another talking head in for a while that maybe we like so that they can keep getting us to watch. Why? So they can make money off of us. But 95% of the shows on Fox are no good as well. They're just keeping you mesmerized by overload of information, 99% of it totally irrelevant to your life, to to what's important, to making a difference. There's never any call to action. It's just, hey, sit down, we're going to tell you what's going on. And they want you to sit there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, so they can make a fortune on you. Like I mentioned before, another point I had was, do they understand history? They have to understand history, because when you can clearly understand the past, that's what allows you to clearly see the future. They're not going to clearly see the future if they're ignorant of the past. When I made the film Agenda 11 years ago, today I get emails all the time. How did you know the future? How did you know this was all going to happen? Well, the way I knew is I went back and studied the last 100 years. What have the Marxists been doing? How have they changed us so dramatically from within? And as I studied all that, what it does, when you know history, it allows you to put points on the graph. And when you go back far enough and put enough points on the graph to where you are today and draw a line on those points, you can see exactly where you're going, where you're like, oh, here's where we're heading. So that's why 11 years ago, I could say dogmatically, without any doubt of not being correct, we're heading into a Marxist future. The communists are taking over our country from within, and no one seems to be noticing. And when I first made that, a lot of people said, you're crazy. That's ridiculous. And I've gotten a lot of emails just over the last year or so, even people going, well, we saw your movie back then. We thought you were crazy. Now we realize you're a prophet, which of course I am not, but I know history. And it, when you know history, it makes you look like a prophet, because you can plot the dots on the graph and you can draw the line and you go, that's where we're going. And these people, if they don't have that understanding of history, do not listen to them. You are wasting your time. Do they acknowledge the reality of conspiracy theories? Anyone that really wants to know what's going on digs into conspiracy theories to get the facts and to find out which one was, oh, that was just a clever theory, and which one's a conspiracy fact. You want to dig in and what's going on? We, unfortunately, on our side, have become mesmerized by conspiracy theories, and they know it. So now they have, and they've probably been doing this for a while, but they have entered the arena of posing as conservatives to keep pushing crazy conspiracy theories at us. So we can't tell the difference between what's right or wrong, or we start mouthing these things to others and then lose all credibility when it's not true, because they were just lying to us. I think the whole QAnon thing was probably the radical left or the CIA stirring up our side. Here's a key strategy, and this is classic Bolshevik propaganda. From 1921, you know what they used to do with the people there? They'd say, they'd have little subtle groups behind the scene as the Bolsheviks were taking over their country. Trust the plan was their slogan. Trust the plan. What are Simon Parks and Q and all of them been telling us now for 4 years? Trust the plan. Pretty soon here, there's going to be a roundup of everybody and the military is going to step in and all this stuff's going to happen. Why? Now, a logical question I hope you're asking, well, why did they want us to trust the plan? Because when you're trusting the plan, you're not going to do anything, because there's something, it's getting ready to happen. There's nothing for you to do. We're going to do it. Just wait pretty soon here. And so for the last 4 years, you've been waiting for that news to come. Oh, they just arrested Hillary and Obama and everybody. And our country's been liberated for freedom again. It never happened because it was a lie. Probably by the CIA or just other radical communist groups in America. They're geniuses of manipulating people to do exactly what they want them to do without them knowing it. That's why you have to understand the enemy in Marxist philosophy. You have to understand the four stages of the KGB's process, which we talked about a month or so ago. Demoralization, destabilization, crisis, normalization. That's why they're always demoralizing us, so they can destabilize our country. They can create crises. And then from the crises, you normalize all the big government programs that happen because of the crisis. And they just keep moving forward doing that. That's why I can say with 100% certainty, more crises will be happening this year. Guaranteed. Because that they will create them. If they don't happen on their own, they will create them. But they're always going to utilize them to take huge steps forward, and then normalize that process. That's all they're about. So we've covered a lot of different things here. I hope you get the idea. You need to be much more careful in who you're listening to, in taking whatever they say with a grain of salt, and then doing your own study to understand the times so that you're not manipulated by everyone that sounds good. Because just because they're a good talker doesn't mean they're speaking the truth. And so we need to pay attention to that. And then quit wasting your time on all the hypothetical news. Well, Tiger Woods might not be able to play again in the future. It's just speculation even. It's not even facts anymore. It's this might happen. Or so-and-so said this about so-and-so. All this just gossip of who cares? If it's not affecting your life right where you are, in your neighborhood, don't waste your time with it. It's sucking our most precious asset away from us, our time that we need to be using. And so as we start to wrap up here, here's a few good news sources I know about. One, it's something called Agenda Weekly. We are doing our best here to give you truth. That was my whole burden wanting to do this, because I saw so many people, including myself, wasting all week to try to figure out what's going on, but then realizing even though I watched 20 hours of news and did all this stuff, I still didn't know what was going on. I thought, we need to save our people time so they have time to act. They have time to do something instead of just keep consuming more information. So thank you for listening to these things. Thank you for subscribing and being part of this so we can do this. We appreciate that. Two other resources that I recommend, the Epoch Times. It's a paper. They're not coming from a Christian point of view like we are. So they're missing that element, but they understand communism. We kind of give you a weekly overview. Here's the main nuggets of this week, and then hopefully give you some understanding of history and what's going on right now. That's our goal. And then to motivate you to act and to pray. Epoch Times is every day. They'll send you email updates of what's going on. But then a newspaper once a week, a physical newspaper that you can look through and read the articles. And again, I recommend them because they understand the enemy that we are dealing with right now. And another resource I'd like to recommend is the New American Magazine. It comes out twice a month. It's also, I believe, $5 a month. So if you got Agenda Weekly, Epoch Times, and the New American, it would be about $25 a month. That's it. And you'd be supporting three great causes that are trying to inform others with truth and with historical perspective. But if you got those, and that was your only news source, you would know everything you need to know to act. And all three of these things give you things to act on, give you things to do. And so anyway, I want to encourage you to cut down on the amount of news you're taking in. Focus it in on just what you need to know so you have more time to have a little study group in your home, to study or read a good book, like these good books. I've got stacks of them around here. Read those and then get others to read them and talk about them. That's the other side wants us to waste all our time, and Satan wants us to waste all our time. But we will give an account one day. We have to know that. And so we don't want anything to suck our time from us. Because we've been put on this earth to do certain things, and each of us have a different role, which is really neat. And we've been given just enough time to accomplish what God would have us to do. Do you realize that? So if you don't get everything accomplished you were supposed to accomplish, that means you were spending time doing something else. And I know media is a huge problem for all of us, and all the social media things, and all the, there's so many things after our time, trying to use it up so we can never act. We can never make a difference. Well, I want to encourage you to be acting because it's vital that we do.
Curtis, thank you for making all of this so practical for us. It's encouraging just to understand that there are things we can do to be informed, to be engaged. We can cut through the noise. And I was thinking of a verse, Ephesians 5:17 says, "See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. And I think that's an excellent challenge for all of us to consider.
It sure is, Joshua. Thank you for sharing that. I encourage all of you to sit down and write a list of all the sources of information you use each week, whatever they may be, and analyze each of those. Are they for sure giving me the truth? Are they giving me the duplicate truth to some I'm already getting? And try to thin that list down as small as possible where you're getting enough complete information to understand the times, but then you're redeeming the time because the days are evil. And God needs you and me to be standing for the truth and doing what is right. Because ultimately, that's all this battle is about. Here's a quote. Those of you that have seen the Agenda movie, if you haven't, you need to watch it. Agenda Grinding America Down. One of the people I talk about in that movie is a man named Antonio Gramsci. He was a communist from the 1930s. And he's the one that laid out the plan how to take a Judeo-Christian country down from within. So 90 years ago, he wrote this up. Here's a quote from him to help you understand how important what you are doing when you are standing for Judeo-Christian values and principles and living them out and sharing them with others. Listen to this. Quote, "Any country grounded in Judeo-Christian values cannot be overthrown until those roots are cut out. Socialism is precisely the religion that must overwhelm Christianity in the new order. Socialism will triumph by first capturing the culture via infiltration of the schools, universities, churches, and the media, and by transforming the consciousness of society." We are in a war for our country. For the truth. They know Christianity has to go to take us over. And that's why we have to stand for those principles and live those principles, sharing the good news and praying to the God of heaven. Have mercy on us and please bless our little feeble efforts to stand for you. We appreciate you greatly and we pray for you. Thank you so much for listening. Those of you that aren't subscribers, consider going to agendaweekly.com. But until next week, God bless you.